Hare Krishna. Today is the beginning of GBC meetings. Yesterday was sort of a day off. I say sort of because I still had some construction meetings in the morning and in the afternoon. And in between the two, I went with Radhanath Swami Maharaj and Niranjan Maharaj, Keshav Bharti Maharaj, and Bhaktivedyapurna Maharaj. And we had the pizza party at Nageshwar Prabhu's, and that was a real pizza party, ahimsa pizza party. And, I could say I ate too much. I guess I should say I ate too much, but still, it was great. And day before was the end of the ILS, ISKCON Leadership Sangha, which was really a resounding success for all those who participated, and real thanks to the organizers, strategic planning team, headed by Gopal Bhatta Prabhu. In the afternoon of that leadership sangha, just sort of discussion, plenary discussion and appreciations. I put on some of the what I thought to be the valuable, most valuable seminars that were presented. Of course, there were others, and they were all very valuable. I couldn't really go to all of them. I went to some more. Sometimes I forgot my recorder, and other times I recorded some and erased, unfortunately erased them. And then some seminars I had to go over our own, like the Guru Dakshina seminar, in which I was part of the presentation. And on top of that, unfortunately, we had to start participating in some GBC meetings because time demanded it. You know, we don't have enough time just in the meetings now. But it was a very, very good experience. It's a very important thing for devotees globally to step out of their comfort zone and see that there's more Krishna consciousness than their temples or their homes or their yatras, and get the benefit of so many other wonderful devotees. And from that benefit, hear how people are practicing Krishna consciousness, preaching Krishna consciousness in different parts of the world, learn from their experiences, learn from their mistakes, just associate, have sangha with Vaishnavas. And at the same time, hear these really good presentations, which was really the main focus, was more devotees, happier devotees. Yeah, we want to make the world Krishna conscious, and we want devotees to be happier. Prabhupada would say, chant and be happy. But there's a science to making people happy. It doesn't really happen by accident, and you see that if we don't plan it well, then even though our philosophy is chant and be happy, sometimes we see the devotees aren't so happy. Anyhow, it was a very valuable, enriching experience for all concerned, and went beyond expectations. Devamita Maharaj stepped up and made a confession, said that he really didn't believe that it was such a necessary thing to do in the beginning. He wasn't quite sure that this was really, we were going to be able to really pull it off. But in participating and hearing, he really found that it surpassed his expectations. And so It was very, very good, and we're going to repeat it again in 2016, which will be the 50th anniversary of ISKCON. That's sort of an initiative that's gaining more and more momentum. I'm just trying to think about how to introduce that in Hungary, where we just convinced the government that we're not a new religious movement, so we don't really want to tell them that we're 50 years old. It's one of many milestones in the history of the Christian consciousness movement. So now it's going to be a busy time, intense time, GBC meetings. This morning I got a message asking when we wanted to have meetings, after 7 a.m. in the morning, at 2 p.m. after lunch, or after 6:30 in the evening, because we don't necessarily have time for all of the meetings to do everything in the allotted time. And then, of course, we're having the Kirtan Mela and also Parikrama. I'm quite convinced myself that I'm not going to be tenting out. Unfortunately, I think I missed my opportunity for tenting out. I think age and health are considerations that are going to keep me from being able to do that. But we did have Kirtan last night here, and that was nice, although for my last sort of pneumonia or bronchitis or whatever it was, it's not quite the same. But still, chanting Hare Krishna is always nice, however it's done. So that's a brief little report on the ISKCON Leadership Sangha, and as time permits, and I'll try to make some reports also on the GBC meetings as they happen. Hare Krishna.